And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 24th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Denise Levertov, Ilford, England, 1923. She wanted to become a poet, didn't want to go to graduate school, so she got her nurse's training, spent 3 years as a nurse during the Blitz in London. She liked the work, but didn't like the structure, the organization. She said, "I was always crawling in and out of windows to avoid curfews." She met and married an American poet, Mitchell Goodman. They moved to this country. She got in touch with William Carlos Williams, whose work she admired. They exchanged letters for a while. Then she took a bus up to meet him in Rutherford, New Jersey. He was a warm man, and after that, she went to visit him a couple of times a year. Denise Levertov published more than 20 books of poems. Denise Levertov, who said, "Strength of feeling, reverence for mystery, and clarity of intellect must be kept in balance with one another. Neither the passive nor the active must dominate. They must work in conjunction as in a marriage." She said, "I'm not very good at praying, but what I experience when I'm writing a poem is close to prayer." It's the birthday of the playwright Moss Hart, born in Manhattan in 1904 into utter poverty. But his aunt Kate, who was as poor as the rest of them, liked to live beyond her means. And among her indulgences was the theater. She liked to take trips to see Broadway plays. And she took her nephew along, and he was dazzled by it. Took any theater odd job he could find. He wrote a comedy which was all right, a producer told him, but not great, and the producer suggested that he collaborate with the playwright George S. Kaufman. And when the play was produced, it was a big success in 1930, the play Once in a Lifetime. They went on to collaborate on You Can't Take It With You and The Man Who Came to Dinner. Moss Hart also wrote screenplays, including Gentleman's Agreement. And he directed plays. The most famous was the musical My Fair Lady in 1956, a rags-to-riches story that he told in his memoir Act One. He died in 1961, Moss Hart, and his wife, Kitty Carlisle, refused to let his diary be published. She died in 2007, and the diary turned out to be full of nasty comments about people he knew, Dorothy Parker and Marlena Dietrich and Gene Kelly and Audrey Hepburn, whom he described as absolutely ruthless. Here's a poem for today by Philip Terman, Some Days. Some days you have to turn off the news and listen to the bird or truck or the neighbor screaming out her life. You have to close all the books and open all the windows so that whatever swirls inside can leave and whatever flutters against the glass can enter. Some days you have to unplug the phone and step out to the porch and rock all afternoon and allow the sun to tell you what to do. The whole day has to lie ahead of you like railroad tracks that drift off into gravel. Some days you have to walk down the wooden staircase through the evening fog to the river where the peach roses are closing. Sit on the grassy bank and wait for the two geese. Some Days, a poem by Philip Terman from Our Portion, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.